This is VOA News, the remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Iraqi security forces have killed Abu Yasser al-Isawi, an Islamic State commander who had claimed to be the leader of the group in Iraq, and its deputy caliph. This is what Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi said on Thursday. The prime minister tweeted that the killing was the result of an intelligence-led operation. Be more on this as the story develops. Scientists led by the World Health Organization, or WHO, plan to visit hospitals, labs, and markets in the Chinese central city of Wuhan to investigate the origins of the coronavirus, the WHO said. The Geneva-based agency tweeted that field visits will include the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Hunan Market, and the Wuhan CDC Laboratory. The agency added that they would speak with some of the first COVID-19 patients in the outbreak that began in December of 2019. After their quarantine ended on Thursday, their first face-to-face meetings with Chinese scientists will be held on Friday, followed by field visits in and around Wuhan. Jordan's King Abdullah said Thursday that the world has a global responsibility to safeguard the health of refugees from COVID-19. The king addressed a virtual meeting organized by the World Economic Forum after his country became one of the first to vaccinate refugees. Jordan has the most refugees per capita after Lebanon, hosting about 750,000 refugees, including many from Syria, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. It was one of the first countries in the world to immunize refugees as part of a national vaccination program open to anyone living within its borders, regardless of immigration status. This is VOA News. Residents of Poland are taking stock of a new abortion rule. Poland's government has put into effect a constitutional court decision banning terminations of pregnancies with fetal defects. The move comes as conservative policies increasingly take root in one of Europe's most devoutly Catholic countries. A Russian court on Thursday ordered Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny to be kept in jail after rejecting an appeal against his detention, a decision that Navalny called predictable. Navalny is a prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin. He was remanded in custody for 30 days on January 18th after flying back to Russia for the first time since being poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent in August. China toughened its language towards Taiwan on Thursday, warning after recent stepped-up military activities near the island that independence means war, and that its armed forces were acting in response to provocation and foreign interference. Taiwan is claimed by China as its own territory. It reported multiple Chinese fighter jets and bombers entering its southwestern air defense identification zone last weekend, prompting Washington to urge Beijing to stop pressuring Taiwan. And Europe's fight to secure COVID-19 vaccine supplies sharpened on Thursday when Britain demanded that it receive all the shots it paid for after the European Union asked AstraZeneca to divert supplies from the UK. The EU is scrambling to get supplies just as the West's biggest drug makers slow deliveries to the bloc due to production problems. EU member states are far behind Israel, the United Kingdom, and the United States in rolling out vaccines. U.S. President Joe Biden will reopen the nation's online health insurance marketplace for people who cannot obtain coverage through their employers. That's what the White House said on Thursday. Biden, who took office last week, will restore access to healthcare.gov with an executive order Thursday. It's the latest in a blitz of moves by the Democratic president to quickly reverse the policies of his predecessor, Donald Trump. Some African nations have begun administering vaccines against COVID-19, regional health officials said on Thursday, though Tanzania's dissenting president was singled out for his trust in alternative remedies and God. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.